Good morning, Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9 coming out of Vancouver. And this is Austin, your host of Wise Men Radio. This is my first time back for almost a year now, so this might be a little bumpy. Wise Men Radio is typically a three-man show with my co-host Daniel Malvin and Galen Schmalen. But now, from now on, it's going to be just me, huh? So this is the lonely show now, so hopefully you're listening. Tune in to hang out with me, make me feel a little less lonely. It's gonna be a fun time. We used to be a night show too, so a little different crowd, eh? It's gonna be weird because, you know, it's like it's 9 a.m. I haven't talked to anyone yet today. It's still morning mode, you know, like still my morning self. I'm gonna have to figure out a routine to get myself that you guys aren't just hearing morning voice all show. So right now you might be it's gonna be like a little bit of a morning voice. So hopefully I'll do some Ow Now Brown Cow, some new unique New York. I can't even say that right. Wow. Yeah. So we'll get some of that stuff going. Yeah. It's the 29th. And my first show back here in CITR Vancouver. That's crazy. Like in new studio, new sub. Looks like a shopping mall. It's pretty crazy. The studio's pretty sweet. There's all these buttons that are just, it's like a spaceship in here. You know, okay, so you know when you're like, so I drive this really bad car. It's pretty beat up. And it's from, like, 1992 or something. I don't even know. Well, yeah, we used to have a car from 90. It's just, like, a lot of car stories here. But anyways, you know, when you drive your piece of junk car, and then you switch over to, like, your parents' car or something like that, or, like, rent a car, and then all of a sudden, like, my parents own this minivan, so it's, like, you're really high up, and I own this, like, little sedan. And you're like pretty down low, and center of gravity is like there. So, you know, when you switch cars, you're like, oh, I'll drive the minivan for today. And you're just all of a sudden this high up, and like in this like spaceship. And you just wave to the fellow space people as you're making your ascent to the moon or something. All right, well, that was something. But anyways, we got a cool show coming up for you. Hopefully to wake you up. Maybe we'll start it off a little slow and then gradually pick it up. Got some cool bands playing. A lot of stuff from Vancouver. A lot of stuff from Canada. A lot of new stuff, which is cool. So hopefully you guys can check this out. First song we're gonna play is a song called "Pressure" by a band called Milk and Bone. Don't know much about them. I know that they're from Quebec. It's a female duo. So they're pretty cool. I just discovered them like this past week, and it's a pretty cool song. So a lot of the music I play, I just kind of discover on a willy-nilly. So hey, we'll see. So sometimes I play good music, sometimes I don't. Hey, forget about it. But yeah. So hopefully this is a good song. I think it's a good song. So it's a good waking up song. Here it is, "Pressure."
Sheets, your bed. can't settle down into this feeling. Afraid I might stop breathing. I don't feel it cause I want to. I don't feel it cause I want to. Still hear your judgments, they don't go away. I've said some lies, it's more than you can say. I do what I do cause I want to. I do what I do cause I want to. She is getting by better than you and I. She didn't choose it cause she wants to.
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin. Hopefully I'm getting you guys up in the morning. It's just starting to wake up myself. So last couple songs was a song by Milk and Bone first. The song was Pressure off their album Little Morning that just came out a few days ago, I think. Yeah, it was cute little song. Second song was a song by Molly Drag. Molly Drag's a musician out of London, Ontario. Yeah, that's right. His name is Michael Hansford. One of his first albums, Deeply Flawed, was actually pretty popular. So yeah, check that one out. There's a Vice Noisy article about him. It's titled, let's see, Molly Drag's Music Will Ruin Your Emotions, which is kind of true. It's pretty emotion-heavy. It's pretty intense stuff, but it was a nice little... I always like these deep kind of emotional songs. there's, I don't know, it's nice. But anyways, yeah, that was off of Molly Drag's newest album, Tethered Rendering, which is came out, I believe, like very recently, January, I think, sometime this month. And the last song was a song by Ashley Shadow. Ashley Shadow's a sweet girl from Vancouver, born here and raised. I don't actually know that. I just made that up. But she's making music in Vancouver. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I always like to play local music and pretty sick local artist, huh? She's got a album actually coming out soon, or maybe you can pre-order it now on Bandcamp. It's $17 to pre-order. I'm looking at it right now. Looks pretty cool. Cool cover art. That's the only song you can really get a preview of. We'll see when it comes out. It should come out. Oh, April 15th, 2016. So you got a long wait. But hey, who knows? It seems pretty sick. I think it's the only thing she's got up on Bandcamp, at least. I'd go search her around. Anyways, yeah, that was good music stretch here. And now we're gonna start picking it up, but we'll play couple more mellow songs. Next up, we have one of my favorite bands, Beach House. Beach House has been kind of picking up popularity nowadays. I saw them, two years ago? Last September, they were in Vancouver at the Vogue. And I went with one of my buddies who loves Beach House. That's like one of his favorite bands. And it was such a bummer. He's sick. He had pneumonia, I think, but he still went. He tried to go, and throughout the openers, he was puking in the toilets, and and like everyone thought he was just wasted. But no, he had pneumonia. So it was kind of sad to see. He only stayed for like two Beach House songs. They didn't play his favorite song, Heart of Chambers, off of Devotion, but yeah. So yeah, Beach House is kind of interesting. There's only two people like officially in the band, which is really cool. They're from Baltimore, Maryland, and I think that's always really interesting when they can make music with just two people. Normally, I don't like solo, like people do solo stuff. I always think it's kind of similar. Similar stuff. I don't know. Like, it's always like, you know, when there's just one dude and a guitar and it's like, I've heard this song before somewhere. But yeah, like, there's always a few exceptions, of course. But yeah, that's for the most part, I tend to stay away from single man with guitar. But these is some pretty cool stuff. Beach House is actually coming back to Vancouver this April 30th, so tickets are sold out, but I mean, you could probably get them on Craigslist for about $80, which is it was a very cool concert. It was really cool to see like them up there just by themselves, just jamming. It was so sick. So yeah, and I recommend, if you have pneumonia, stay home. That's what you get out of this. Yeah, let's see. Well, I was gonna say something else. Oh yeah, the next song is my favorite. It's one of my favorite Beach House songs. It's up there. I don't know. It's 1037 off their new album, not their newest. Thank You, Lucky Stars. That's not what it's from. It's from Depression Sherry, which is very cool. I have the vinyl of it. It's fuzzy. You can rub it. It's a great album. I think it's their strongest. I had a lot of doubts going into it at first. I actually have a lot to say about this. Wow. I've had a lot of doubts about the album at first. I gave it a few listens through, one listen through, to begin with. And I was like, all right, this is fine. There's no, there's no, like, it's not really like Bloom, you know, with like the super like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do sort of thing, you know, going on. But no, but it's like, so like, yeah, one of my friends gave it the review. It's very much Beach House, but it's so different, which I think is, at the time I thought it was like, that's the stupidest review. You can give anything that review. Like, but I like, as I listen to it more and more and kind of look back at the other Beach House albums, I do agree. It's kind of, it's a little different how it's not as, like kind of melodic with the keyboard. It's more kind of, it's great. I don't know. Give it a couple listens through. I think it's a lot better. Thank You, Lucky Stars. I think that's their worst album. But anyways, I think it's a great, great tune for great people of Vancouver. You guys are great. Keep me going. All right. Anyways, I'm going to play the song. Hopefully you'll like it because buy their album. That's good.
Still, you know. sleeve roll off my shoulder, we'll be captured in a moment.
Is important, but not always affordable. Luckily, Sprouts has not one, but two on-campus cafes that serve organic, earth-friendly, locally produced meals at prices that don't make you want to cry. Stop by Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Old Sub or Seedlings Cafe on the top floor of the Graduate Building above Kerner's Pub. If you want more information about our cafes, initiatives, or are interested in volunteering, visit our website, ubcsprouts.ca, like our page on Facebook, or give us a sneaky follow on Instagram at SproutsUBC.
Welcome back. Wise Men Radio, CITR 101.9. Good morning. Yeah, so last set of songs was Beach House Song, 1037. Great song off Depression Cherry. Artist named by Fanshawe. O Sailor was the song title off the album Dark Eyes. I discovered this off of actually CITR's Pop Alliance mixtape. We produce this mixtape, I think, like every year or so. Yeah, I believe so. And it's just a bunch of cool local bands, songs that we pick up and put them together. It's a pretty cool like little collaboration. You can look at them all online at Bandcamp. Just search like CITR. Got a Bandcamp profile if you wanna give us a follow, donate maybe. Hey, yeah. And then so that was pretty cool. I think she's off out of Vancouver. Now the last little song was a song by the artist Kimpy. The song was Girlfriend's Makeup off of the album Skimpy. I love little like 1 minute little segue songs, you know, they're so great. I mean, like all of the songs are kind of goofy like that. It's just a dude out of Vancouver, BC, here. he says he does noise pop grunge side project. That's what, yeah, so I think it's just this dude that likes noise pop and shoegaze and stuff like that, and just trying to just mess around with the guitar and making some music. That's what it's all about here. Yeah. But anyways, I thought, you know, like, morning show. You know, I now am a morning show, so I forgot to do this earlier. It's 9:32. People are waking up. 9:30 alarms, huh? So the thing is, you gotta, like, so, like, classic radio morning man is like, wake up, everyone. And so I'm going to start doing that. I'm get you guys out of bed. Huh? Does that sound okay? All right. But anyways, like, yeah. So, like, back when there was no television or internet, you know, you relied on the radio. I mean, I guess there was television, but I mean, maybe there was. All right. But, all right, guys. But, like, yeah, you know, like, when people just owned a radio and that was it, they would, like, wake up to tune into the radio and be like, what's the weather going to be like today? So I'm going to be that weatherman for everyone. Everyone should, like, I think everyone should, you know, throw away their smartphones take a step back in time, you know? You gotta embrace, like, throw away your TV. Who needs that? Like, it just distracts you from the real world. I mean, there's lots of arguments for like doing stuff like that, and there's lots of arguments for like why we should, like, we're evolving as a society and should, like, we shouldn't have to do old things. But I don't know, I think there's some like beautiful simplicity in like not owning the television and listening to the radio. So yeah, that's why, I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons why this keeps me going, is I think it's cool to like take a step back and listen to radio. I mean, it's getting out of date with everyone's like aux cords, MP3 players, iTunes, iPod, Spotify. But hey, you got you're supporting local artists. Local, like, pretty much everyone here does this off a volunteer basis at CITR. So, I mean, it's great. It's great to, like, it keeps the community going, you know? But anyways, that was enough of my little rant there. Vancouver weather, huh? How should you dress today? You know, personally, I wore this thing I like to call a cape today. It's like, so when you wear like a long sleeve shirt and you button, you don't button any buttons, you know, it's button up long sleeve shirt. So you just kind of like have the arms. That's a cape. It's totally a cape. What is a cape? You know, that's not that, you know, it flows in the wind. That thing flows in the wind. I don't know. It's hard to explain. So maybe like see me when you see me on campus or something, like ask me, hey, you wearing a cape today? And then I'll tell you if I'm wearing a cape, and then I'll explain to you what a cape is and how I own a lot of capes. So I wear them frequently. But anyways, Vancouver weather, it's raining today. Hooray. So, like, what's new? 7 degrees Celsius, it says. Sunrise. Missed it. You missed the sunrise if you're just got up. It's 7:49 a.m. That's when it was. Sunsets, 5 p.m., but I doubt you're going to be able to see it. It's going to be cloudy. Yeah. So this afternoon, it's going to keep raining. It's going to keep round raining. It's just going to rain all the way through Saturday, huh? That's what it says, actually. Let's see. Nope, raining until Sunday. Sorry, guys, if you guys wanted to do some nice outdoors activities. You might have to head somewhere else. Head into the abyss. I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyways, I feel like I've been doing a lot of rambling today. I'm going to play another song. It's a Mac DeMarco song. I love Mac DeMarco. You know, Mac DeMarco is like one of those guys. I just assume that everyone knows Mac DeMarco because, I mean, he's gotten pretty popular around these days. But I think he's from the island originally. It's like Denman? I can't remember exactly. But he comes to Vancouver like every Halloween, right? It's great. And he plays two shows. I always recommend going to... I've actually never been, but everyone... this last couple years have been like a big whirlwind. I haven't been able to go to Mac DeMarco. So, I mean, he's coming back this summer, though. May something. May 20th? I don't know. I think it's probably sold out. I think it's going to be outdoors, so which would be so cool. Like, he puts on a great live show. So, I recommend going to see him whenever you can. So, I'm going to play him off his new album, Another One. I think it's a good album. Everyone is like, it's a little different than the rest. It's a little slower. I like this song. It's The Way You Love Her, The Way You'd Love Her. I always get that kind of mucked up. So I'm going to play that song. See you later.
asking for, kid, kid, tonight. Something better than what you're asking for, kid, kid, tonight. Something better than what you're asking for, kid, kid, tonight. Something better than what you're asking for, kid, 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 kid. I cannot be more forgiving, cutting Lucy, fancy living, stick is shifting.
Like the vessels that we find, Gonna play now,
Bobby? I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The Soulship Enterprise, Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
Welcome back. Wise Men Radio, CITR 101.9. I'm Austin, your host. That last for that promo is actually the guys who took over our time slot last. It's on Mondays at 8 to 9, yeah. So, yeah, that was our old time spot, so I thought I'd give them a shout. Hopefully they're doing good. I miss being there, you know? It's good. I miss you, Gak, if you're listening. You use the show behind us, Exploding Head Movies. Pretty sick show. Like he's a sick dude, so I recommend giving that a shout. It's like 9 to 10, or it's like 9 to 11, I think, something like that. Yeah, so give that a listen. It's pretty cool. Anyways, last couple songs, Mac DeMarco, the way you love her, on another one. Second song was Chairlift. Song was Polymorphine off their brand new album Moth. A cool band out of Denver, I believe. Really sick. This brand new album. They had one hit. I forgot what it was called. It was a pretty big song. I think this album is pretty good. I like it a lot more than their old stuff. It's that song was pretty poppy, but it's a lot of like, I guess it's pretty poppy. I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, I guess the more you listen to my show, the more you'll realize how, like, I don't really have a specified music taste. I like anything from, like, classic rock to shoegaze to, like, classical music. It's great. It's good. All that stuff's good. I don't think there's, like, there's no such thing as bad music, man. So, it's just music you don't like, which, yeah. Anyways, the last song was a Joanna Newsom song. My girlfriend's gonna go crazy when I tell her I played it on the air, which is, it's funny. She always thinks no one likes Joanna Newsom, and she's got a weird voice. Yeah, she's from Brooklyn, I believe, or she's. No, I think she's from California. Yeah, she's married to Andy Samberg. She's in a couple movies. I forgot what the movie was. Oh man, I'm blanking on everything today. But it is off her new album, Divers. She's a little bit of an acquired taste. I recommend giving her a listen to. She's trained harpist out of the Waldorf School. And she's got great lyrics, like they're sick. She's actually coming to Vancouver March 30th and is performing. I hear rumors she's performing with Fleet Foxes. I actually don't know this. It's just a little rumor. I also hear Fleet Foxes broke up. I didn't know that, but if she's playing with Fleet Foxes, this will be a sick concert, man. So like it's sold out, of course. I recommend looking on Craigslist if you want to find the show. But anyways, my time here is running out. I've got a couple more songs I want to play for you, but I probably won't talk to you guys until next Monday or Friday. Friday. Yes, today's Friday. But yeah, so it's been fun. Like, I thought being radio by yourself would be Baz's first show by myself, so that is good. So hey, if you liked what I played, liked what I talked about, I have a Facebook. I don't know how to get to it via like URL, so I'm just gonna tell you to search me on Facebook. It's Wise Men Radio with a Z or a Z. But yeah, please, like, throw me a like. Come on, throw me a bone. I don't have very many Facebook friends that like me, so like me. But anyways, I got a couple more songs. I think I'm gonna play a Sunny Day in Glasgow song off their most recent album, See When Absent. I think it's their most recent album. I don't know of any other album that's more recent than that. I think they're actually coming to Vancouver soon, too. I always get them and Ringo Death Star mix up. But anyways, Sunny Day in Glasgow, It's going to be Crushin' is the song. And if I have time, I'm probably going to play... I'm either going to play a Reptar song or a Div song. Yeah. I don't know. I probably... Probably Div. I'm going to play Div. All right? Yes. And that will be Drun, the first song. I like the first songs of every album. They're always sick. I always think it's great. It's kind of like an instrumental, like sort of... Yeah, it's interlude sort of song, which are always, they're always sick. I love interlude songs. It's off his album Ocean. So yeah, give those listens to. See you next Friday, dudes and dudettes. That was weird. I don't like it when people say that, but I said that. All right. Anyways, ta-ta for now.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, coming to you from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. I hope everyone's doing great this Friday morning. I'm feeling pretty chipper. You're listening to the Student Special Hour, and we've got a lot of really great stuff coming up for you today. We're going to be having the Science Undergrad Society coming in to talk a little bit about what's going on with them. As well, I have about half an hour interview with Professor Tal Nitzan, who is my sociology professor, who is one of the only faculty involved with Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And I sat her down to talk a little bit about her experiences working on campus with working with people around rape culture and improving the campus as a whole. So I'm really excited to bring that to you and more. Before we do that, we're going to start off with a song. Brand new Aiden Knight CD has just come out. Local